Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on BBS Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Max, my first radio show broadcasting on bbstalkradio.com. And this is a show that I'm bringing to you because I feel that it's kind of a necessary show because I know that life is hectic and why waste time not knowing the places to be, what to be seen in, what to talk about, what restaurants to go to, what to eat, where to eat, what to watch, what to wear, what hotel to stay in, what to make for dinner. This show is going to deal with whatever you want to know and whatever you want to talk about, like vacations in Italy, weekends in London, dinner in Boston, New York, clubbing in LA, chilling in Dubai, shopping in Paris, headline stories, health, charities, politics, my favorite things. To the Max is a show that I've got for you. It's a Rolodex of context, friends, and thoughts that I want to share with you so you can be inspired and take life to the max. So I'm really excited. Tonight is my first show, and I'm actually broadcasting it live out of my house. So it's kind of really cool that we're doing this. And I encourage you to call in. The number is 818-602-4498. And you could always check out bbstalkradio.com. And so tonight we're going to have a cool rundown of a show. I've got some very interesting people that are going to be calling in, some panels. Some panelists, some politicians, not politicians, they're not calling in yet, but they will be, but some people who believe they know politics and want to take them to the max. I also want to give a shout out real quick to Linda in California. Her website is itsdifferentforgirls.com. She was one of the first persons to actually give me success, wishing me success and well-being with the show. So I want to thank you, Linda, in California. And I also want to give a quick shout out real quick to Romina in Argentina. Romina has a cool website. She has actually a magazine, which is called at www.bikiniila.net. Bikiniila.net. So she's a really cool girl. I thank you to Romina in Argentina. So I'm giving you that shout out there. Again, Bikiniila, bikiniila.net. So here we go. I have Linda, and I want to thank her again. It's differentforgirls.com. So tonight we're going to talk to a girl that's named Emily. She's going to be calling in just a bit, so I'm waiting for her to go with a call in. And we're going to talk about cars, one of my favorite things. So she has been a friend of mine for a long time. She deals with exotic cars. She deals with cars like Lamborghinis. Has she sold Lamborghinis? I don't know. I have to ask her when she gets on. But I know she's selling Aston Martins, Ferraris, Mercedes, Bentleys, the whole nine. So some things that are really fun for me to drive. And she will be calling in. We're just waiting for her to get going on the line. And also I have a really cool girl. Her name is Stacey, stacyangela.com, stacyangela.com. She's a really, really cool girl, and she's going to be calling in with things. So here we go. Let me get this call coming in. Call coming in, Max. All right, let's answer the call. And I have a caller now, and I wonder who's my first caller. So my first caller is having a little bit of technical difficulties. But anyway, I wanted to let you guys know that there's one of my favorite restaurants in New York, which is San Domenico. And it's actually a restaurant that they're like my family, Marissa May and Tony May. They're at 240 Central Park South. And they are moving locations after 20 years due to rent increase. It's kind of like a thing going on in the city right now in New York. And it's not cool. Their rent has gone up like crazy amounts of money. So they're moving. And they're going to be there until I have their date, until about June 15th they're there. So I have my call coming in right now, so I'm going to tell you more about that in a minute. But let's pick up the line and see who is there. Give me 1 second while I do that. We're getting the call transferred over to me. But until then, I'll tell you again real quick about San Domenico. San Domenico and Marissa, they've really run an establishment of fine Italian cuisine that really you need a really, I would say, educated palate to understand. But also, if you want really good food, the taste right off your tongue, you'll get the sensation right away that it's a top quality food in a fantastic restaurant. And they're on 240 Central Park South. They are going to be moving, and like the location is all top secret. So it's kind of interesting because I don't even know where it is, and I've known Marissa all my life. So I'm going to have her on the show one day, and we're going to talk about where the restaurant is going to be and what her plans are with it. So it's really exciting. And you can actually check them out on the web if you're interested in doing that. And it is San Domenico, SANDOMENICO, newyork.com. And she will be there to greet you. And her name is Marissa May. So very cool girl. Please tell her that Max told you to come by and that you want to have a great dinner there. I suggest, I have so many favorite things there. There's ravioli with this egg that's incredible. You guys will die for this stuff. It's so good. So definitely check out San Domenico in New York, because after June 15th, I'm sorry to say that the 59th Street location, 240 Central Park South, will be closing, but they're not closing for good. They're just moving. So check them out before they move. All right. I'm giving like big shout outs to these. So let's see. I'm going to be calling right now Emily. We're trying to get Emily on the line. We're just having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we will get her on the line. So Emily, if you're listening to this right now, we are calling you right now. And the phone is dialing as I speak. So while we're dialing that call, I also want to tell you about something that's going on in London. Because we are a show that is broadcast internationally, we are going to be telling you about places. I'm going to be telling you about places all over the world, my favorite places to go, my favorite places to be, my favorite places to eat. And there's a place in London that is very, very cool. It is called the Mango Lounge, and it's on 306 Earls Court Road, London, Southwest 5, 9B8. And Sunday, the 11th of May, 2008, they are going to be doing a party, and it's a guest list only party. So let me take this call, and I'm going to tell you more of that. Emily, are you there?
Max.
Hey, Emily, how are you?
I'm good. Your phone has been busy for the past 10 minutes. Emily must be calling you. I honestly kept calling you, like, hello.
Emily, I have callers that are calling me in all night. It's so exciting. But I'm glad that you're my first guest on my first show. Is this not so cool?
I'm so excited.
Well, I'm excited that you're on. And why I chose you to be one of my first guests is because you are involved with some of my favorite toys in life, which are cars. So
yes, that is an understatement for you.
You know me too well. So, actually, you know what? There's this thing coming up that I wanted to talk to you about and see if you knew about it. There's the new Mercedes, okay? You know the Mercedes-Benz SLR McLaren Roadster?
Yes.
And rumor is that in Provence, France, May 27th to the 28th, they're doing a day and a half of a high-tech test track in France. And it's supposed to be like this whole big, really cool thing going on. So, what are your thoughts on the SLR McLaren Roadster? Should I be going to France and dropping like 5,000 euro? Actually, it's not that much. It's 2,500 euro for drivers and 1,500 for the companion, which includes airport transfers and a one-night hotel stay and meals and such. Should I be dropping like almost, let's say what, 4 grand euro? So you know what the euro change rate is, a lot more, for my friends to go test drive this car? Do you think it's worth it?
Honestly, no. If you want to spend that kind of money to go to the south of France, you're going to spend the money to go to the south of France. If you want to drive an SLR, you're probably going to be able to find it across any Mercedes-Benz dealer who will carry an SLR. Because right now, there are so many SLRs that are available.
But this really, is the new Roadster.
Yep. The Roadster, well, this is my take on it.
Same thing.
Exactly. It's going to be the same thing in many ways. Handling is obviously going to be different because it's a convertible instead of a coupe.
Right.
But the problem is that why spend all that money if you can just go to the dealership and drive it yourself?
But the cool thing is, let me just interrupt you real quick. The cool thing is that, like, this is a place where there's going to be, like, a lot of very cool people, like Klaus Ludwig, who's a three-time Le Mans winner. He's going to be there. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, like, going for the car. It's, like, going to, like, you know, be hip and cool and say you were there. So, yeah. I mean, you know, the car is the car. You know, it's what it is. But I know that the event is going to be really, really cool. So, I mean, I think I'm going to go. So, you know what? Let's do this. I'm going to go. And I'm going to let you, I think I'm going to go. And if I go, I'm going to totally let you all know about it. And especially you, Emily, I'll call you from there and we'll discuss things.
Okay.
But it is a cool car. It looks like a shark. I kind of love it. I would do it in silver with red leather seats, hands down. I mean, it looks fly.
Well, that's like the original SLR color.
Yeah. I mean, you got to roll with it. So now real quick, I want to talk about with you, like one of my favorite cars, because you sell luxury cars. If there's anyone in the world that can sell a luxury car, Emily, it is you. And you've been involved with the best cars in the world. I mean, I've seen your flat butt in so many cars that I don't even know where to start. So what's like, all right, I love an Aston Martin. And I know that you are the specialist on the East Coast for Aston Martins. And you kick ass selling them. It's like, fuck them all, and here's Emily, and she's going to sell you an Aston Martin, and she's going to tear it up doing it. So tell me real quick about the Aston Martin, and which one is your favorite, and let's see if we share the same car.
Ooh, which one's my favorite? I got to say, the V8 Vantage, I think, is an awesome, awesome car. It's basically any car lover's toy. It's a car that you toss around turns, you can drive hard, it's never going to break on you, it can go sideways when you want it to, and it snaps back into place when you don't want it to. I mean, like, the convertibles, and obviously the DB9 is the sexiest convertible out there, and any car lover will know that. And then there's the new car that's coming out, the DBS, which is James Bond's most recent car. And a lot of editors out there.
Can I tell you, I love that shit. That car is so fly.
Can I just begin to tell you how ridiculously hot that car is? I just came back from driving that car for 2 days on a track.
You were in Spain, weren't you?
Yes, and it was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal. Everyone's like, oh, it's just a DB9 on steroids. I'm like, yeah, okay. I drive a DB9 every single day.
All right,
when you drive a DBS, it's not the same car.
All right, how much is Mr. James Bond's car? Like, how much is this shit going to be?
It's a measly $270.
All right, now let's be realistic for a minute, because there are Aston Martins that are out there that are not like $270,000. I mean, people can't even get a mortgage, so how the fuck are you going to get a car?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's unfortunately, it's happening all over the board. But, I mean, pre-owned cars in general, I think whether you're talking about Aston Martin or talking about anything, you really got to start thinking about how long you want to keep a car for. If you're going to be keeping a car for about 6 months to a year, then, yeah, maybe someone wants to look at getting themselves a pre-owned car where they're not going to have to worry about the depreciation. Because the only car in the entire world that's ever going to hold its value is a Ferrari. But guess what? You can't put 1,000 miles on your Ferrari and have it keep the same value that
Emily,
you got it.
You know I have owned Bentleys. I have owned them all, okay? I have owned every fucking car that's out there. I put miles on car because, A, I don't care. I love them. Mm-hmm. I think they're fun. Mm-hmm. I have a 75 Eldorado convertible. You've seen me in it. The car is fly and it lasts forever. Put miles on your car, people. Do you agree or disagree?
Absolutely. If you're going to buy a car, buy it to own it, to love it, to drive it.
That's my point. People buy cars and they're like, okay, let me like wipe it down with a diaper and put it in the garage and not touch it.
Guess what? We are not millionaires. I mean, maybe there's some out there, then God bless you all, but they're the ones who have people who are there to take care of their cars, who can babysit them, who can maintain the batteries, who can wash them and everything. But guess what? The least you drive your car, the more problems you're going to have with it. So you're better off driving it to maintain it the best way that it's supposed to be. I'm a firm believer in that.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this segment up on cars. I'm going to actually have you back as my car expert. Does that sound cool? Because you're how old? Tell everyone how old you are so like they know how fucking fly you are.
I'm 26, darling.
You are 26 years old. You deal with the most luxurious cars in the world. If anyone has a question for cars, Emily is going to be my perfect panelist who knows everything about them. She's going to be on my show from time to time on To The Max at bbstalkradio.com. We're going to be able to take calls, have you call in and talk to her. And Emily, wrap it up real quick. What's your favorite car? What's the price? And is it worth buying?
It's a hard question. I like all different types of cars. It depends on what my mood is and what I'm wearing, of course.
That's the fucking point about the car. Not your point.
Know. I honestly, I have to say that I think right now the Vanquish, the Aston Martin Vanquish.
And how much is it?
Well, you could probably get them right now for about 180-ish.
All right, and that's pre-owned or new?
Pre-owned, because they don't make them anymore.
And is pre-owned the way to go in cars?
Yes.
It is. All right.
Yeah.
Do you have a huge inventory of Aston Martins right now that are pre-owned that you are trying to sell?
Well, I wouldn't say huge. I mean, considering the cars that are out there in the market, you could probably find a pretty decent car out there. Just go to a sponsored opportunity. I wouldn't go to one of these Joe Schmoes. They know it all because it was a Ferrari from Joe Schmoe. So why buy an Aston Martin from them?
All right. Well, I don't suggest buying a car from a Joe Schmo. I suggest buying a car from a reputable dealer that has a reputable rate. You could always check out the Better Business Bureau on dealers. And I think it's really important that the car dealer is an authorized car dealer, people. Very, very important to get an authorized car dealer. So, all right, Emily. Well, I love you much, girl. Thank you so much. And I know that
thank you for having me.
Are you kidding? It's going to be a lot of fun. And this is going to be every Sunday night live at 11 o'clock on bbstalkradio.com. So, Emily, I give you lots of love, hugs, and I will talk to you. I'll probably talk to you after the show because I'm like so excited that we're doing this. But I love you much, and keep in touch, and we're going to rock this show, and I'm going to have you back. So thank you, Emily, and check her out. I'm not going to tell you where she works, so it's kind of going to be like your own James Bond theme. Find out where Emily works. Is that correct?
Come hunt me down.
All right. And you will find your Aston Martin of your dream. I love you, Emily, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, dear.
Good night. Bye. All right. Well, there you see. We're already talking about like the things that I love in life. And we just took this show to the max for cars. And I hope I'm giving you a little bit of tidbits that you really like. So, you know, I mean, we're going to go and just talk about all different things tonight. And I know my time is limited, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get my next guest on the phone. Her name is Stacy, and Stacy is a fashion designer. But before I get to Stacy, I want to just tell you again about the Mango Lounge, which is in London. And my new friend Jacqueline, who is in London, is throwing a kick-ass party May 11th. If you're in London, go. There's a guest list. You're not going to be on it unless you email her. And I have the email. Me personally have the email to give to you. friendsinlondon@hotmail.com. That's friendsinlondon@hotmail.com. Tell Jacqueline you heard it on To The Max that you want to go rock out. There's going to be DJs there. It's a fly club. Two floors. Amazing place. They're booking it out. And if she's decided to make this a regular event, so if you're up for socializing, drinks, you want a kick-ass thing to do on a Sunday night in London, early evening, it's not going to like, you know, destroy you for Monday, go to Mango Lounge, 306 Earls Court Road in London. And again, friendsinlondon@hotmail.com is the email to get on the very exclusive guest list. So she's welcoming everyone. So I really suggest you guys, if you're in London, check it out because I know you're going to have a really good time. So that is the Mango Lounge. And we're just talking about a lot of things tonight. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm trying to figure out what we're going to be doing. But I want to drop real quick something that is one of my favorite things in life. This stuff is potion that is so cool for your skin that if you're going out and you don't know what to do because you have a breakout, there is a woman who has figured out how to treat your skin. Her name is Sonia Dakar, and SonyaDakar.com. Sonia Dakar is kick-ass lady. She knows how to make this thing. It's called the drying potion. It's an overnight solution for breakouts. I actually got it in one of the gift bags at the Emmys, and I have used this stuff. I promise you, it works wonders. Sonia Dakar drying potion. I'm sure you can get it like Neiman Marcus or wherever the fuck you want to buy it. But the woman is cool. She figured out. Check out her website, soniadakar.com. She has some great, great products. And not only that one, that's my favorite. My favorite is the drying potion. So check out Sonia Dakar and definitely buy her products. We're going to try to get Stacy on the line. And from that, I think we're going to connect her right now. So let me go over to these lines. And remember, this is Stacy Angela. She has a collection called Stacy. Calling her right now. Stacy by StacyAngela.com. StacyAngela. Stacy, hey, it's Max. How are you?
Hey, Max, how you doing?
Good. I got you live on the air for my first show. Praise him.
Absolutely. Definitely praise be to God. Thank you, everybody, for listening to my boy Max here.
And Stacy. Now, Stacy and I, we've worked together on a photo shoot that was going to happen, but then the photographer had like the drama of fashion, and Stacy's like the coolest girl in the industry. She's like, you know what, Max? Take a deep breath, relax, don't worry about it. When you need me, I'm here. And when I was like thinking who I want to use and call for my first show, I was like, Stacy Angela, because the girl rocks. And she does, you know what? I'm going to shout out your website. Then why don't you tell me what you do? Her collection is called Stay by Stacy Angela, StacyAngela.com. She is a cool designer. She knows how to rock things. And Stacy, tell me exactly what you do.
Well, of course, as Max mentioned, on the line of Stay by Stacy Angela, and my specialization is hand crocheted swimwear and accessories in hot, cool, sexy colors for traveling.
They are hot, cool, and sexy colors. Now, I heard, rumor had it, because I was away at a charity event, SOSFlorida.com. Check them out, SOSFlorida.com. I had my charity event for my foster kids last week in Florida, so I couldn't make it to word on the street was you had a show last week.
Oh, absolutely, and it was so adorable and so hot. I actually had a show, it was actually a fashion show / shopping party at this hot new boutique called Le More Boutique. Out here in Maplewood, New Jersey.
Where is it? In Maplewood, New Jersey?
Yeah, it's called Le More, LEMOORE. Okay. Boutique. It's really hot and cute. Definitely the specialization is in up-and-coming designers, and I, did
some fashion
consulting. Yeah, absolutely. I'm one of them, but also an events planner, too. So that kind of worked out as well. Stacy Angela supports fashion for epilepsy. That's definitely my mantra.
Fantastic. Good for you. Now, if people want to buy your stuff, will you make custom pieces for them?
Oh, pieces are definitely, they're custom made for each customer. I'm sure every woman out there loves to know that they can have a swimsuit that looks like no one else's and it's custom made to their exact measurements. And now new on the scene, I will be having customized denim. Every woman wants that. Anyone with a curve, they want to look different, but they also want to know that their denim, isn't gaping in the back or sagging in the garage or anything. They want to know that it's sexy.
There is nothing worse than a girl walking around with a saggy crotch because her jeans don't fit. Can we discuss it for
that's
a minute?
Horrible. That is horrible.
It does my head in. It's like the worst thing. Baggy is like those jeans. No, so you got the solution, right?
Absolutely, because I had to be my first guinea pig, I wanted to know, and I'm a curvy woman, and I wanted to make sure that my jeans, if I don't have a sexy top, I need to have some sexy jeans to go along with it, and I need to make sure that the jeans were perfected, to my exact measurements, tailored. Everyone wants to feel that way, and it's their own, and they can also know there's not a million and one people in their swimsuit or in their pair of jeans.
Right, and you're the girl for them, right?
Absolutely. I'm the girl for you.
And StacyAngela.com, that's your website. Can you order off of your website just in case people want to know?
Oh, you can definitely order off the website. You can also send me an email to info@StacyAngela.com, and I definitely have the free consulting just to see what you're looking for, colors you're looking for, et cetera. And then, the next step is definitely to meet your needs.
Stacy, let me ask you a quick question because it's like I think I'm going to have to do a 2-hour show because there's no way that I'm going to get my whole life in 1 hour and take, the whole mantra of the show is to take life to the max and be inspired by it. So what I'm going to ask you is, what do you think right now is the hottest fashion trend for women, and what's your favorite place? So what is that? Answer that question first. What is the hottest trend right now?
to me, the hottest trend right now is definitely the navy pant, the bell bottom pant. Exaggerating, I'm all about 70s inspired, and it can be flattering on so many different shapes and sizes. So definitely,
I think so too. Like the high waisted pant, like the sailor pants,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely,
I love those. I think, like, you know what looks really good with them? I mean, obviously, there's so many different body sizes out there. But, like, I think if for a girl to wear those and have, like, you know, I'm talking about a cute little petite girl right now, so we're just being real. But
right.
For a cute, that with, like, a little wife beater, like a cashmere wife beater with those pants.
Oh, that's hot.
How hot
that's
is that?
Hot. Or even better, a cashmere crochet wife beater.
And you can make that for them, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Stacey, I've got to thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to actually call on you from time to time to be my fashion consultant. So is that a cool thing?
Absolutely. It's definitely a cool thing.
Will you be there for To the Max?
Absolutely. I'll be absolutely there to the max. If you want to know it, I got the info.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you out on the streets. I'm going to drag you in from time to time so that you can tell people what to wear and what not to wear. So close this, what should people stop wearing as of right now? Tell them.
Please stop wearing low-rise jeans. Please. It's not right for anyone. It
right,
creates muffin top in everyone. So no,
everyone,
it's not a good
no matter how skinny you are, and I know some skinny girls. I know girls are. If they were to be big girls, they would be. I don't know how they keep their figures, and they eat like no other, and they are so skinny. But even they get that little muffin top. It's like keep the muffins.
Yes.
Not in your jeans,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right, Stacey. Well, listen, I'm going to talk to you. I told Emily last time, I was like, I'm going to talk to you probably at the show because I'm just so excited. I like, this is my first show, and I'm so glad that you're here.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, and congratulations to you. I mean, you just did your fashion show last week, and I want to tell you congratulations and thank you for keeping – your thing is autism, right?
My thing is epilepsy.
Epilepsy. So
epilepsy,
thank you for
yes.
always keeping the people – it's such a horrible issue that people have to go through, and thank you for making it aware and raising money for it. So,
thank you so much.
I will talk to you so soon, and thank you for being my fashion consultant tonight. I think
absolutely.
It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Definitely.
All right.
Love
and so,
everybody.
Again, StaceyAngela.com. You rock. I love you, and I will
love
talk
you
to you later. All right?
All right. Take care.
Have a good night. All right.
Thank you.
Good night, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
So that was Stacey. Stacey is really a sweetheart. We met in the city in New York. We were at some party with friends of ours. And I just saw this girl and I was like, she looks like the sweetest thing that God ever created. And I was right. I went up to her. I started talking to her. And I was like, there's something about you that I wanted to talk to you. And she was like, oh, I was like, and she's like, I design and all this fun stuff. I was like, you are such a sweetheart. And she was like, no, you're a sweetheart. I was like, no, you're a sweetheart. So we like had this battle of who was the sweetest person for a while. And ultimately, like, I won because I told her she was last. So we became friends from that. We've worked directly on some things together, photo shoots and whatnot. And I'm just so blessed to know her. And I'm glad that you guys are getting a chance to know her too on To The Max at bbstalkradio.com. So, you know, there's so much to talk about, and I'm so glad that I have a space to say it here on the radio. And I just want to let you all know that there will be archives of my show on bbstalkradio.com. There's going to be archives. So if you miss the show, not to worry. We've got the vault. It's like padlocked, locked down, clink, clink. The shows will always be there. So not to worry. And, you know, there was something that I heard. I don't know if y'all know if it's true or not, but I heard that Madonna, okay, was going to be playing live in Dubai, okay? If any of you know if this is true or not, let me know. Because I heard her crazy ass is getting 5 million euro? It can't be 5 million euro. Oh, it very well could be. She's Madonna. 5 million euro to perform. So I have to ask you all, if you know anything about Madonna, if you know anything about her concert, if you know anything about Dubai, is she playing there? And if so, when? Now, I heard that she's playing there, I heard, September, but then there's Ramadan during September, so I don't know if that's true, because she's a Kabbalist. So how the fuck are you going to put a Jew in Dubai during Ramadan to sing? Let's discuss that. That will be a good topic. So if any of you want to talk about it, let me know. We're going to call, we're going to get a girl on the show. Her name is Nina. So Nina has been a friend of mine for a while. And
please enjoy
the music. I love when you call her. Like this ring comes on and it just does my head in. But she and I are reading a book right now. I'm sure all of you know it. It's been everywhere. It's called A New Earth. And Nina, hello? Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Nina. Can we talk about this new earth, please?
Oh, of course.
Now, I just want to put a disclaimer out there. I did not read A New Earth because it's on Oprah's book list. So let's just put that out there for real. All right?
Oh, of course.
Now, to put it out there real quick, A New Earth, okay, it's awakening to your life's purpose. And in A New Earth, Eckhart shows how transcending our ego-based state of consciousness is not only essential to personal happiness, but also the key to ending conflict and suffering throughout the world. Mm-hmm. Now, that statement I find very true in the book. What do you think about this book?
Well, I just think it's a great book because you kind of can look inside yourself and you just get awakened to a bunch of different things. You just kind of look deep into yourself. And you just understand things a little bit better than you did before. It's not right. going to totally change you unless you allow it to.
Well, listen, I've always said this in life. Change doesn't change until you change.
Of
so
course.
If you're not ready to change, this book ain't going to do a fucking thing for you.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely right? not. You got to be ready. You got to be ready. You got to be ready for it. If you're not ready, then you're not going to change.
But then I also say, all right, now what do you think? I also think that, like, there's no such thing as coincidence in life. Like, everything I think happens, and it's like when you pick up that book and you're going to buy A New Earth, it's mm-hmm. because that's when you need it in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're going through something in life and you need something to take you out of that. You need, like the book is supposed to do, you need to be awakened to take yourself out of that situation and move forward.
Listen, the book is so, it's so confusing. It's like, I read it. I'm like, I think I'm reading it for my second time now. Because I don't.
You have to definitely. Like, you have to go back through it.
Holy shit, Nina! Let me tell you, it's like when I opened the book, I was like, "Okay, who just landed from fucking planet Mars and was like, let me write a book and tell you all what it's about?" And I was like, "This book, I could not understand it." And then I was like,
"I know,
oh.
I know."
And then all of a sudden, I was like, "All right, you know what? The way we're going to understand this book is by doing exactly what it says, and it's by taking the ego and putting it aside." And I think once I did that, I was like, oh, this all makes sense now. And I've tried to apply that to my life. And sometimes it works.
And sometimes it doesn't. Because you know what the thing is, Max, is because you're surrounded by people that don't want this in their life. You're surrounded by people that don't want to be awakened. So it's hard to be put in a situation and you apply it yourself and nobody around you applies it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Listen, I'm all about it. So... part of the book are you? Did you finish the book? Or are you in between chapters right now?
I did, but I'm in between going back and reading through it right. because, like you said, it's just so hard to understand that you have to read it a couple times.
This is definitely a book that we're gonna have to read. Well, I suggest whoever buys A New Earth, read it twice, read it three times, read it four times,
or take Oprah's classes. She's got the classes.
All right, listen, we're promoting my show, not Oprah's. But read the book. Read the book.
No, and you know what? I'll tell you something. You come to Max's session. You read the book and right. you come to Max's session.
There you go. That's how we do it. I mean, there's room for all
the only
Max.
Way you're going to learn.
We're both Aquarians, and there's room for both of us. So listen. Okay. But listen. So the deal with this book, A New Earth, is that I think that everyone should read it a couple times. And if you listen, it's like life is work in progress, right? So if you need to refer to it, refer to it. Don't you think?
Of course, definitely. I definitely suggest everybody getting the book and reading it because this world needs a change. It's got to change. There's just so much going on, and I think everybody should definitely read the book and try to apply it to their life.
You know what? I love the word that you just said, try, because try to imply it, I think, makes life so much easier as opposed to saying you've got to do it. Because I think once you tell people you've got to do it, they're not going to do a fucking thing.
No, of course.
No. So try to apply this to your life and really enjoy the book and enjoy life. Because, I mean, you and I both know that we've been through shit in life, man. And it's like,
oh,
a
God.
Book's not going to help us because we're going to help ourselves.
No. It's not going to help you. It just tries to guide you in the right direction.
It will awaken us to be a new person.
Of course.
You know, so.
It definitely does.
Listen, we're going to refer to this. I mean, I just wanted to sneak this in the show tonight. And, you know, I wanted to let you know that from time to time, you're going to be my New Earth Book Club person. So
yeah,
if I don't get something, I'm going to call you. And if you don't get something, you're going to call me.
I'm going to call you.
Yes. So everyone listening, if you're reading A New Earth right now, please let's talk about it. You can always call 818-602-4498. And let's discuss it. Let's do like one night A New Earth. You know what I mean? It's like we got to take life to the max. And that's the purpose.
You gotta bring
of
A New
show.
Earth to the max.
And we're going to bring A New Earth to the max. So listen, I am going to let you go because I know you are a new mama and you got a baby.
Yes.
And I know it's late because it's 11:30 on a Sunday night.
It sure is, and I need to get to bed.
Get to bed. Give your baby a hug. Give him a kiss and enjoy him. And I will talk to you really soon.
Congratulations on your new show.
Thank you so much, and I'm going to call you from time to time. What? Holla!
Okay.
So, all right. Well, listen, Nina, thank you again, and we're going to be discussing A New Earth. So,
definitely.
On that note, I say goodnight to you. Peace, love, and take it to the max.
Good night.
All right. So, you see, it's very interesting, people's takes on things. I mean, we're really... like, I don't know how to discuss this. So you know what? I'm not going to because I think it's a topic that really needs a show dedicated to it. So my mind, I'm an Aquarius, like I said. So it dances and dances and dances and it tangos. And the person who reminds me of tango the most is my grandmother Letty, who's actually sitting here in my studio right now. She's bundled up in the cutest little orange scarf and gloves. She's got a blanket around her. She's like, I want to be there for your new show. I want to be there for your new show. So I have her here, and I just wanted to give her a big shout out. She's 81 years old. She's a yoga teacher. She is a pilot. She flies single-engine Cessnas. Planes are another one of my favorite thing. And she is very cool. So I want to give her a big shout out. I'm giving her the peace sign right now, and I'm opening up my heart to her, and I love her.
I love you.
I love you, too. There, you heard her. So... all right, that's Grandma Letty, and she's going to be on the show too because she is also an herbalist. She is known for remedies that no one knows about. So we're going to have her on the show from time to time, giving us her little intake on what she thinks is the best thing for you guys out there. And it's all natural because she buys none of that bullshit that the American government buys and all that shit that's on the shelves. She's really a purist, so I think it's nice to... be part of the purity and to really enjoy life and take life to the max. And we're going to do that with Letty coming up on one of our shows one of these days, one of these Sundays at 11 p.m. So it's like I was told not to jump around, but because my mind does that anyway, we're going to get a guest on the phone. Now, this girl, I got to kind of put a disclaimer before I speak to her because the views and opinions expressed with Nikki Bloom are not the same of mine. So she's got a great personality. She's going to be on the show a lot. I'm going to be the Howard and she's going to be the Robin. And we're going to fucking dish it like no other. She's she is a very outspoken person. She is a very big Republican. She has her beliefs, and she is one of my favorite friends because she is consistent about them. There is nothing wishy-washy about her. And she's, like, ready to dish the shit out. So before we get to her, I want to drop real quick one of my favorite, most interesting persons in life is Barbara Walters. And I'm kind of pissed off that Time Magazine didn't make her one of the most influential. They fucking shorthanded her. The magazine, we should all have a magazine burning party and have her sit with us in Kumbaya and fucking roast marshmallows on all the shitty people that they picked except for her. I shouldn't say shitty people to all of them because there's some great people in there. But it's really disrespectful that Barbara Walters, the living legend, did not get in Time Magazine the most influential person. So she's going to be in New York. And since we're doing a New York broadcasting, I'm on New York. You guys are wherever you are. She's going to be at Barnes & Noble, Lincoln Center, 1972 Broadway, New York, New York, Tuesday, May 6th at 12:30. And go get the book. She has a new book. It tells you all the dish about this woman's life. I swear to God, I tell people that I am her love child with Fidel Castro. Because I swear to God, this woman, when she went down to Cuba, there was no way that she could be sitting on the bow of a dictator's boat with a smile on her face unless she's fucking him. And I'm their child. I'm the product of Barbara Walters and Fidel Castro. I mean, bottom line. So go support her. Go buy her book. Bless the woman. She is so cool. Tuesday, May 6th, 12:30, Lincoln Center. You guys can go online and you can find out her book tour. She's going to be doing another – she's going to be in California. She's going to be in Connecticut. She's going to be in Virginia. The woman, I hope she has a private plane to bring her everywhere she needs to go. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Florida, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Illinois. The woman's going to be everywhere. So support her. Buy the book. Okay? Buy the book. Have her sign it. And really enjoy her because she's a very cool lady. Barbara Walters. Barbara Walters, I give you an invitation to call to the max at bbstalkradio.com whenever you want. So if the invitation is in vain, so be it. But I have a feeling that maybe it won't be because you never know, right? So Barbara Walters, we love you. Max loves you. I think you're really – and you deserve the spot. We're trying to call now Nikki Bloom. So let's get her on the line here because she is the force to reckon with, Miss Nikki Bloom. Barbara Walters, I love you. Liz Smith, love you too. And Liz Smith, hi. Mina, this is Max. Is Nikki available, please?
Yes, she couldn't get through to you.
I know. You're on the radio right now, Mrs. Bloom. How are you?
I'm on the radio.
You sure are.
So say you can ask me questions, listeners. Or do you want to get Nikki?
I want to talk to your daughter, but Nikki, I met
Hold on, I'll get Nikki. Hold on.
All right. You see?
Yeah, I'd rather you talk to Nikki. I'm half asleep, Max.
Well, I'm sorry that you have to be half asleep. I hope next time you hear my show, you're awake.
Oh, I'll be fully awake.
All right. So let's get Nikki on the line.
Okay, Nikki.
Hello.
Nikki Bloom. Say hi to all of my listeners live on bbstalkradio.com.
Hello, everybody.
All right, Nikki, we have I'm going to leave you for the last segment of my show.
Because
you're going to be on my show a lot. You are going to be my political analyst. We're going to have all the CNN, all the Fox shows, everything that's fucking out there. You and I, we're going to battle this shit out until Election Day.
Absolutely.
And not battle out between each other, but battle out between the press, between the public, between the media, between everybody. So, and you're the one that really is going to break it down for people because you know what's up. But all right. Before we get into that, I just want to ask you real quick. Did you hear that Madonna's playing live in Dubai? This is something that's troubling me.
I did hear. Is that with the tour she's been doing all around now?
I heard that she's getting massive millions of dollars to play. Now, I'm thinking, why? She's a Kabbalist now. So she's, you know, bracelet. Everyone sees the red bracelet. You know, it's like, what the fuck is a Jew going to Ramadan for to sing?
Yeah, I thought the same thing also, but I guess for the money, that's what people will do.
Right. Listen, I used to do the Kabbalah thing. I used to go to Kabbalah, drink the water, hold it on my forehead. And then I was like, God bless Kabbalah, because it's not my thing. But we're going to go right now. Hold on. Before Nikki, give me 1 second, because I want to open up something that's going on right now. Okay.
Sure.
Now, we all know Reverend Wright. Because what's our favorite quote, Nikki? The chickens!
They're coming home to
truth.
Truth. Okay, so this is our fucking favorite saying ever since we saw this crazy man's ass on TV. And at first, I know that I thought he was like this insane man. Then I was like, the motherfucker got his shit together.
I agree.
You do, right?
I agree, absolutely. He's not crazy. He's laughing all the way to the bank, and he's got his thing going.
Okay, let's discuss how, okay? He's moving into a... Okay, they say $1 million. We know it's not $1 million. 10,000 square foot house in Chicago. He could give a shit less what anybody has to think about him. And while Osama, oh my God, I call the Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah, it's like the same thing.
When Barack Obama stabs the man in the back, he stabs him right back. And the New York Post had the best little comic with Hillary Clinton paying him off. I thought it was the funniest shit that I ever saw in my life.
Yeah, you never know.
You do never know. And I mean, listen, it's just a very interesting thing. Did you read today with this crazy, we're not going to call him crazy anymore, but that he stole somebody's wife?
Yes, yes, I did read that article today, and the guy is going to come into the forefront and talk about it, but he's laying a little low. He says out of respect for his children, but yeah, he started with marriage counseling, and then he moved right in, taking her out to the movies, dinner, and he just moved right in on the guy that he was trying to marriage counsel.
And, well, listen, I mean, to me, this whole thing is comical. I think, you know what? I think BET needs to do some kind of reality show with Reverend Wright.
I don't think they want to go there.
Could you see, okay, Run DMC has his show, Reverend Run. Then you got Reverend Wright. Okay, I call him Reverend White because, I mean, the man, I mean, bless him. But he's like the whitest man that I've ever seen.
I agree.
All right. So listen, Reverend Wright, The Chickens Are Coming Home to Roost. I think that should be his new book, okay? And what do you think real quick about – what do you want to talk about? Real quick, give me something that's on your mind that you want to discuss because I have a couple minutes before I got to close the show.
Oh, you know what I was thinking about as I'm driving around today and I'm hitting potholes on the roads? I want to know, where does the lottery money go? What are the politicians doing? What does the state and the government do with all the millions that they get to keep from the lotteries?
Well, they're not fixing the fucking roads because my car, I put new tires on that car six since February. So they're definitely not going into the roads. That I can tell you right now.
So that's, but, yeah, I know. That's probably something, you know, that maybe should be brought out into the open.
Well, you just brought it out into the open. These politicians are taking the money. They're getting their private jets. They're going on their fucking holidays. They're enjoying life. And we've got to drive our cars through fucking potholes. You think it's fair?
They're all paying for it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we pay for their vacations.
Oh, I know. Haircuts, everything. You name it. We hold up the airport, whatever. I think I'm going to run for politics.
Listen, you and me both. So, I gave you a disclaimer before the show that your thoughts and ideas are not based, really, we don't, you know, they're your own, and I have my own, so I gave you a disclaimer. So, listen, on that, though, I think that we should run for politics. Listen, Mickey Mouse, okay, has a watch, okay?
Right.
John F. Kennedy, when he ran, had a watch. Nicki and Max need to have watches when we run.
Well, listen, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. We'll start on the road to politics. Get the word out there.
Well, listen, you're going to be on my show a lot. Okay. We're going to talk. I mean, tonight is just a sample because we don't really have that much time. So I got to give you all a sample of what we're going to do. So tonight's really like the buffet of To The Max. We gave you a sample of everything. But I promise you in shows to come, it's not going to be so scattered and things are going to be really tight and we're going to really have a good forum for conversation. Nikki's going to be on it and you're going to be my political advisor to the max. You're going to take that to the max.
I definitely look forward to that.
So, and we're really going to – like, I'm going to dedicate one show to you. We're just going to talk one night about all the bullshit that's going on.
I wish it was more than an hour.
Listen, get me sponsors, get me advertisers, and we'll do a two-hour show. I don't have that problem. And then
I'm for it. Lots to talk about.
If you want to be my sponsor, if you want to be my advertiser, call Sam at BBS Talk Radio. Call me. Email me, Max. You can look at my website, maxtucci.com. You can email me at my email there. You can contact me. And let's get sponsors going. I mean, come on. This is the time. This is the wave. I mean, internet radio is really going to be the wave of the future. And Nikki and I are going to be a part of it. So I'm going to be a part of it. And you're going to be a part of it. And all my listeners, too. Nikki Bloom, I love you. I got to go because I'm wrapping this show up pretty soon. And tell everyone good night.
Wonderful. And good night to everybody listening. Have a wonderful evening.
Nikki, keep your phone on because I'm calling you because we got to discuss more shit, all right?
Absolutely. Have a wonderful night.
Good night, Nikki. All right, listen, guys, real quick before I wrap up this show, because I'm getting a little flasher in front of me that we've got to get going. But tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. Rock it the fuck out. Have fun. If you drink, drive responsibly. Too many people are dying because of bad decisions with drinking and driving. If you're in New York, go to Ariba on 9th Avenue, 762 9th Avenue, Ariba. And you can rock it there. Happy birthday to Kimmy. It's her birthday on Cinco de Mayo. And she's going to tear it up there. You guys, I got to tell you, I had a great show. Thank you for all listening. I know that I've got Jackie out there listening in Atlanta. I've got my good friend Annie Berlin listening out there in New York. She's going to come on the show. She had fucking cocktails with Liz Smith. Y'all got to check that out when she's on the show. We're going to talk about it. She's a playwright. She's a fantastic girl. So she's going to come on the show again one of these days. And thank you all for listening to The Max. We're going to be here every Sunday night at 11 p.m. on bbstalkradio.com. And you guys, this show has flown by. I can't believe that I've had a full hour. I hope I didn't bore you. I hope I excited you. So in everything you do, guys, you know, we're going to have our little slogan to go off the air. But take it easy. Take a deep breath. Enjoy life. Be inspired by my show. Be inspired by life. And in everything that you do, I'm going to tell you all to take it to the max. So, and I always encourage you to call 818-602-4498. And let me know what you have to think, what your thoughts are, what your requests are, what you want to talk about, what you want to hear, what you want to know, where do you want to go. There's so much to talk about. bbstalkradio.com is the place to listen to it. I'm giving mad shout outs to everyone. And to everyone out there for listening tonight, I want to thank you. And for all of my guests tonight, Emily, Nina, Stacy, Nikki, you guys rock. I love you. Thank you, Annie, for listening. Jackie, for listening. For my people from A Small World who wrote me, thank you. To the clubs in London and everything else. And all of my product placements tonight. And to Sonia Dakar, thank you for making your drying potion. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. And I've got to tell you all, you know, I'm here every Sunday at 11 o'clock, New York time. I call it New York time. So love you all. Have a good night. And remember to take life to the max. Till next time. Bye, guys.
You're listening to The Max. Only on BBS Talk Radio.